Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Gilbagas.
What is up, West Coast Stylies?
Have we done West Coast Stylies before?
Yeah, we've done West Coast Stylies before. It's anytime you're out here on the West Coast, Michael.
Yeah, baby.
For us, it's normal Stylies.
Sitting in the sun. It's been night. It's been sunny, but a little chilly.
Yes.
Yeah. Wearing a coat tonight. You have to wear a coat outside.
I wore a hoodie.
Nice. Hoodies are so clutch. I feel like the term hoodie started like I didn't say that as a kid. I said
hooded sweatshirt.
Hooded sweatshirt.
Well, my mom used to call my hoodie my bunny. Tam, don't forget your bunny.
Come.
She was trying to get a cute name started. I never went for it.
I don't go for that shit, Mom.
Now, my dad told me that a suitcase was called a soup case, and I went for that. I said that until the age of 12. Oh, I got to pack my soup case.
With what?
Your what?
Well, with clothes,
split Pete, bitch.
Where's your bunny? Yeah. Hooded sweatshirt with a pouch in the front.
You need them.
You need them. Yeah, you put so much stuff in there.
You'd pack it like a kangaroo.
Yep.
I did this week on the blowout, we did mini golf.
Mm-hmm.
Played mini golf, one might say, rather than did mini golf. But I was wearing a 2018 MTV Awards hoodie.
I noticed that.
And I did use the pouch, and it was kind of a pain in the ass because I was keeping score. I put the scorecard in there, and I put my little pencil in there. Every time I had to fish around there for the little pencil. So then I started keeping the pencil in the fifth pocket of my five pocket Levi's.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to go.
And
check it out. No, I thought it was still there. It's not.
You know what I've put in there before? One time I had some a pill I needed to take later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little piece of cellophane right in my fifth pocket.
Oh, wow.
It's in there now. Wait.
Was it a dick shrinker?
Wait a minute. That day was the other day, and the pill is right here.
Folks, it's a Blue Chew.
It's still in there.
Keeping them rock hard.
Of course, we know Blue Chew is the website, not the...
It's the service, Jeff.
We all know.
Look at that.
Wow. Yep.
Wrapped up in plastic.
Wrapped up in
plastic. You ever put a couple ibuprofen in your fifth pocket, and then...
That's what this is, the ibuprofen.
But then you forget them, and then you wash them. And then I was kind of recently, I was like going through my clean laundry being like, I wonder if those Advil are still there. And it's like, they're made to dissolve. Like, they're going to make it through a 40-minute hot wash rinse cycle.
Where your jeans like, oh, I feel great.
Yeah, hey, you guys ever have a couple tabs of acid in your fifth pocket and you're walking around in the and it rains?
Yep. And then your hip starts to feel like it's a glass of orange
juice. Yeah, yeah. Just your hip.
And
you're
like, don't tip.
Don't tip.
You know, as a funny thing, I feel like I told you, you know, well, I got a lot of celebrity friends, but I remember when I was working with Sarah Silverman, I think I told you guys this, that she's very health, you know, yeah, that's true.
She's health.
She knows all about all the health stuff. And she was asking me if I take any vitamins, because she's into vitamins. And I was like, yeah, I take
Flintstones, probably.
No, I take like the men's one a day, you know, like the cheapest vitamin.
I've done those
you can
too.
Buy.
It's like multi complete.
It's a multivitamin. Yeah. And she was like, "You take those?" I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "I promise you, you shit those out whole."
Whoa.
Like the idea that that's just like a BB that I'm putting in my body. And then a day later, it's gone.
They don't dissolve at all? Like,
they don't, I guess. And then so I'm just taking a new one every day. I always have one.
You should prove it to her. Yeah. See, it's not in there. See if you can find it.
I'm going to try to save up a bunch of them back there and then turn around. Hey, Sarah.
And she's like, no.
Like, you know, Sonny in The Godfather.
Yikes. Speaking of jeans and going through the wash, I washed some jeans the other day here. Jeff says I'm staying at Jeff's house. And thank you so much, Jeff.
Oh, yeah,
host of the most.
Anytime.
Made him an egg bake the other day. Fantastic.
Oh, and the other day, and then today, a shrimp fettuccine. What would you call that?
Shrimp fettuccine Alfredo. And I put asparagus in it and spaghetti.
Yes.
It wasn't fettuccine. We had spaghetti. Whole wheat spaghetti.
Okay.
Yeah.
But back to the laundry. That was good.
But hold on. Okay. Back to the fettuccine. The sauce I was keeping.
Oh, we turned it right back on. I got like an Uno flip.
Wow.
Right back to me on the fettuccine front. Remember the sauce, the Alfredo sauce.
Oh, this is the best part.
I heated it all up with some butter.
Do you have any guesses as to what the sauce was in the fettuccine Alfredo?
What the sauce was?
Yeah.
I mean,
I would guess Alfredo sauce. Well, I don't really understand.
That's where you'd be wrong. It was Lay's onion dip.
Oh.
Chip dip.
God, that sounds good.
Chip dip as a sauce.
Chip dip is sauce now.
Chip dip is sauce now?
Chip dip is sauce now. This ain't your daddy's chip dip sauce.
What if we do a thing instead of like gutting in the things in their cake? It's you. Oh, chip dip is sauce now.
You have a jar of dip and you show it to somebody. Oh, is it? Oh, that's chip dip. And you just turn it around and the label says it's sauce.
It's sauce now.
Now. Right now. Look at your watch. Now it is.
It was chip dip.
So
before.
I put my jeans in the laundry.
Yeah.
Put them in. They washed them, dried them, took them out. They had what seemed like a green grass stain on the crotch.
Yeah, just a green.
But that
crotch
wasn't there before.
Where the zipper is, and
from the spinach.
I don't know how the spinach would have been
involved.
Yeah, the spinach wasn't involved at all.
Were you rubbing your crotch on any lawns?
If I was, it wasn't there. The jeans would have, for that to have happened, the jeans would have to have left the drying machine, rubbed themselves
somewhere.
The
jeans have left the drying machine.
But I remember you thought it was like maybe the metal of the zipper. Like
yeah.
you peeled the zipper part open. You're like, is it coming from the brass or whatever the shit is?
Maybe the same way that like the Statue of Liberty is green.
Huh? Ah,
my copper.
This is, maybe, the mystery is a lot like when that penny fell off my body when I was showering or out of my body. And that was also copper, kind of like the Statue of Liberty.
Copper and cleaning things, personal items, makes them green.
Did you have maybe one brand new green sock that for the whole cycle was rested right up against the fly of the jeans?
That's the thing. I'm trying to think.
It would have to be really stuck right to it.
Yeah. No, I don't think anything green in my laundry would have been already washed many times. The color was...
But you did get it out, though.
Got it out with a Tide pen.
So, Tide pen.
Tide pen.
So if your jeans turn green, Tide pen makes you...
Are you wearing them right now?
Wearing them right now. Look at my crotch.
Let's go look at that crotch.
Yeah, look at my crotch. Doink! You know, I've actually been eating Tide Pods. And on that note, hit it!
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay,
what you got?
Beep, 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 beep.
Whoa! This guy is a fucking chainsaw.
Here we go.
Relentless.
Okay.
Stop. Hey, it was a good honk. Ooh. That was Greek on a Leash, Nu Metal Stylings by Parker Phillips. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, Parker Phillips can't lose.
Yeah, do you remember that show, Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
I remember,
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
It was on like ABC or something.
I think
USA, maybe?
It reminds me of like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
Parker Lewis can't lose.
That must have been what they were going off, because I think he was like a high school student.
Yeah.
But then I also think they had a Ferris Bueller show.
Yeah. Mike Hanford's Green Crotch.
Yeah. Oof.
How long ago was this Parker Lewis show?
Can't lose.
I'm going to say 1993.
I'm going to say 91.
I'm confusing it with like, there was a show that was like, Chad Barton. Everybody loves Charles Barton. Barkley? Charles Barkley. Parker Lewis can't lose 1990.
Fuck.
Ooh.
What am I thinking of? Like Clyde Bartlett. It was like a little...
Charlie Bartlett?
No, Charlie Bartlett. Is that a movie?
That's a movie.
Let me look it up. Charlie... That sounds right.
Bartlett. Was that the Green Project Greenlight?
2007 film. That's what I'm thinking.
That's like smack dab in the middle of like indie.
Was that... I think that was a Project Greenlight movie.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Or Fox Searchlight. Some sort of light.
Yeah, this is very precious. Starring Anton Yelchin. Ooh, that's the guy that passed away tragically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was a rough one.
Yikes. Ooh.
But that's like one of those movies. What was the indie movie that really kicked off all that shit? Like, what kicked off
Sex, Lies, and Videotapes? It was amazing.
Garden State was one.
Garden State.
You know, I'm talking like the hand-drawn titles with the Modest Mouse songs, like Juno and Running with Scissors. And
I would get, obviously Garden State didn't start it, but I would say that Garden State made a lot of money, and that's probably why a lot of those happened. But Garden State was like doing The Graduate, but The Graduate had been way earlier.
Right.
I don't know if there was that same brand of preciousness.
But also like, Garden State definitely gets points for like curating an indie band soundtrack that a lot of those later things would also do.
Was this? Do you think those were all like following the footsteps of the Wes Anderson cuteness of like?
Yeah, he was definitely
Tenenbaums, but he was using old. He uses a lot of like old music, and these newer ones were like, hey, we're gonna do the same thing but with new
with the Shins.
But he passed around like a mix CD with the Rushmore script, like all those Kinks songs.
Oh yeah,
same with Garden State.
Yep. But Wes Anderson did it first, and Wes Anderson did it better.
Hey, you won't. I won't contest that.
It bothers me when people are like, yeah, when they kind of treat Wes Anderson like it's like, oh, it's precious crap. It's like, there's a lot of precious crap in the world, but this is precious good, you know.
Yeah,
some things can be good if they're precious.
Yeah, I think, you know, he is definitely a style, and people make fun of that style a lot, but I don't think anyone else really does it. People borrow the aesthetic stuff, but like he does. You don't see a movie that's like people talk so flatly and so oddly to, like, emotionless to each other.
Well, what about like Napoleon Dynamite? Do you think there's a Wes Anderson influence on that?
Yes, I do, but I think like Wes Anderson still has his own thing.
Cut above.
Yeah. No, I agree. He's
yeah, above. Exactly.
Often imitated. He's like Heidecker. Like fucking everybody thinks they can do what Wes Anderson does or Tim Heidecker does. But and it's like, luck. Well, when it's the actual guy,
We saw French Connection and I was blown away by, I was just like, realized halfway through that movie, I was like, there's no fucking coverage. There's no, he's never just cutting. There's no cut ever that isn't purposeful. It's like you're watching this shot that he planned out, and then it goes to this shot they planned. And like when a character has their scene, it's like in their shot, and now there's an action thing that's happening. But like you're never just watching. He never shoots a scene where it's like master, single. You know, like you're never just like, I'm going to cut over here for no reason. It just simply doesn't happen.
Right.
So imagine planning out a whole movie like that. I'm not going to do it. I don't have the time. I don't have the budget.
You never asked. You got to go to the studios. You live in the same town as studios. You go, you ask. I need money. Do you have any money for the movie?
I could walk down to Prospect Studios and ask them.
What's Prospect?
It's just that little studio
General Hospital.
Yes.
I used to jog around there, and I'm hoping to get it discovered.
I used to deliver. I worked for a place that Jeff and I worked there. I'd have to deliver like tapes there, pick up tapes at the end of the day. To their editing place.
Yeah, me too.
And I found myself on a set, on the General Hospital set once. And it was just these little sets, like a hospital room, a dock, a kitchen, all like boom, 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 right next to each other. It was so weird.
Ooh, boom, boom, boom.
Boom,
I like
boom,
that.
Boom, yeah.
I'm a drummer, so.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say yeah. Hey,
yeah.
That's a good viral girl, huh?
Oh, what? That's one of the first viral.
Come on, guys. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say yeah.
I know that one.
You're going to love her. She's good.
She's new?
No, she's old.
She's kind of an Irma Gerd.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, no, that's weird.
The, yeah, remember, Jeff, I just realized that your air conditioner is a Danby. Wow. Now that's a good air conditioner.
Danby, they make a quality item.
We used to live on Danby Road in Ithaca. Let's not forget.
Hey.
Ah, yes.
Well.
Oh, booze news.
Ah, yes, the booze news.
Well, there's one big whopping booze news thing to report on. If you follow our socials, you've heard about this, but we wanted to make a big official announcement on the pod.
We want to make a stink.
We, the Sloppy Boys, the band, are going on an East Coast tour this May, aren't we, guys?
This That's May? Right.
That is right.
Dismay.
Yeah.
Dismay, yeah. The Great Atlantic Blowout Tour 2022.
So basically, there's this band that we're friends with, Dear Blanca. We met them through the Comfort Monk podcast. And these are some indie rocker dudes from South Carolina who we've befriended. So when they came out, they played LA and Long Beach, and we played with them. And then they said to us, we're planning an East Coast tour. Would you like to join us? And we answered yes.
Yeah.
And here are the cities and venues we're going to be playing this May.
Friday, May 6th in Columbia, South Carolina, Colatown Bike Collective.
Saturday, May 7th, Charlestown, South Carolina.
Charleston,
South Carolina. The Royal American.
Sunday, May 8th, J-Man's birthday. Asheville, North Carolina. Static Age Records with Powderhorn.
Well, that's going to be a crazy... if it's your birthday, that's going to be wild.
It's going to be nuts.
Tuesday, May the 10th, in Durham, North Carolina. Pin at Pinhook with Jenny Bassett's.
Thursday, May 12th, New York City, New York. At Chelsea Music Hall. Wow.
Big one.
Friday. Uh-oh, this is going to be a tough one. Friday, May 13th. Troy, New York at Rare Form Brewing.
Ooh. Saturday, May 14th, the very next day, Boston, Mass at Faces Brewing.
And that is a two-show. We're going to have two shows.
Two shows
there.
Afternoon show there.
Afternoon show.
I think like that might be an indoor-outdoor deal where we can play outside and even bigger.
If the weather's nice.
I think the crowd is indoors, but we have to wait outdoors.
Doof.
And then finally, Sunday, May 15th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We love this place. Philomoka. We've played there before.
Love Don't Philomoka. Stop.
Philomoka. We will rock that place. You can guarantee it.
And are we sort of like, we're adding shows, we're cutting shows, we're moving other things around? Yes. So stay glued to our socials. If you listen to this podcast and you don't follow us on Twitter, I don't know how to help you out.
Or Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, if you're listening to this and you're not like telling everyone about it and do it. Listen, you got to listen. Do the pay pig, everything.
Do it.
Do the pay pig.
Do everything. And here's the thing, folks. Our little sty is filling up nicely, but we're a band, right? A lot of you listen to the show. Oh, yeah, the cocktails. Okay, shut up. We're a band.
Yeah,
okay?
Shut up.
We're good, and we play. You come see us. We're going to be playing like an hour of great music, and you're going to dance, and you're going to get drunk, and then we'll be like, see, told you.
You will have such a fun time. I guarantee it. It's a wild ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you come expecting booze news in the middle of a rock and roll show.
Yeah. We'll grab you by the back of the collar and the back of the pants and heave hove. Here we go. Out
You're
the window.
Out of here, sweetheart.
You're not going to be hearing any bip, bip, bip.
No.
You're
no.
not going to be hearing any. What else do we say on the pod?
Give it up for your boy.
Well, you might hear
well, you
that.
Might
what
hear
is
that.
It?
Yeah, the music is fair play.
Yeah.
But you're definitely going to be hearing a little boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
You might hear a little, I said a venom on a
bevmo. Oh, wow. It took me a second to figure out that one.
Yeah. Different vocal range on that one.
Oh, boy.
I like it.
That's my, I'm not good at doing an impression of myself.
Hmm. Ooh, Ben Folds. Maybe we do a few Ben Folds covers.
A few Ben Folds covers.
He's got a song, Imitation of Myself.
Oh.
A bit of a stretch.
He also has a song called Brick, though. You must give him that.
Ooh, yeah. She's a brick and
she's
I'm
a
bounding,
bricker.
Don't you know?
I thought about the army.
You know, that Ben Folds can really lay it down.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good. He's the best.
Okay, that's it for booze news, yeah?
Yep.
All right. Now, let me take center stage here and discuss the drink of the day.
Oh.
Today, we will be discussing the Tiki Classic, the Scorpion Bowl. You've had.
I've had.
I've had.
I've had. I've heard. So this is the Scorpion Bowl. You've seen this before. It's a tiki drink. It's served in a big bowl. You got straws flying out of every which way.
It's a big boy.
Everyone at the table is sucking them down. You don't know how much you've had because it's hard to keep track of it all. Mm-hmm. And by the end, you get off the top, off the table, and you fall down.
Yeah,
and you sometimes, fall down on your face.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, you finish one of these, and then you see nearby a chest of free cold beers.
Yes,
even though you're at a bar, you'll stumble into finding a chest of free cold beers.
Is that still open?
Unattended. Oh, yes.
We should go.
We can't say where it is, though.
Ooh, I had a bottle of Coors Light straight to the dome and sucked it down so fast. That was, I think we told the story on the pod, right?
Yeah.
But it was that we got a Scorpion Bowl. And yeah, the...
Three Scorpion Bowls.
It's like how they say a zombie turns you into a zombie. Scorpion Bowl is saying it's going to get you, you know, watch out. It'll get you.
Sting you.
That's exactly what happened. It was we voluntarily, consensually drank one.
Yep.
And
you,
then...
I think you bought a second one.
I ain't buying shit.
Somebody bought a second one. And then the third one was gifted from
a slophead. But wow. Yeah, so that's where the night kind of got a little bit blurry.
It's got to be expensive, right? The Scorpion Bowl is like a huge...
Yeah, that's like a $28 affair.
Ooh, that's very nice slophead for
But it's for a group of people.
Right.
And you know what? You don't even mind the backwash because there's so much alcohol in it.
Right.
It burns it right off.
Right. Okay, so this was this is our guy Trader Vic.
Yes,
sure. You've heard... in the 30s, he was down in Honolulu, and he was at this bar called The Hut, and he discovered a cocktail there that was pretty much what he would turn into the Scorpion Bowl, and it used, probably butcher this, Okalahu, a Hawaiian moonshine made from fermented tea plant. That's T-I plant. Okalahu, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, as the primary spirit, and he really liked it, so he brought it back to his place in Oakland.
Hmm.
Was that just called Trader Vic's?
Yep.
And he made used rum instead of the
tea
fermented tea drink. The original reportedly had 15 different ingredients. So he worked on his boom boom, pouring this, pouring that. It's a lot of this and that. He used rum. Among the ingredients were a bottle and a half of rum. That's crazy. Along with gin, brandy, and half a bottle of white wine to top it off. Garnished with a few gardenias. It was presented with a great fanfare to his patrons. 1972 Trader Vic's Bartender Guide, which included an individual cocktail and updated bowl recipe that would become more commonly used version of the recipe. Most of them are made. You can make a single, like individual version, which
Boo.
Seems not like anyone.
I could imagine our listeners might be doing that.
That's okay. A good point. I shouldn't poo-poo that idea. Most of the lists we're going to do here are the ingredients we're going to say are for like a 3-4 person bowl. Now, you can also do the volcano top. You've had that?
Yeah.
Where you light up, you soak a sugar cube in 151 and then light it.
Yeah.
And it makes like a low blue flame. That's kind of what we did for the those Dr. Pepper, Flaming Dr. Pepper shots.
Sure.
It was that flame we couldn't see. We were outside. But it's good for like if you're inside and that's, you kind of really.
I like that. I've heard an alternate way to get it burning more is to use a crouton instead of a sugar cube.
Yeah, I saw this. Method 2, clean out the pulp of a lime half and let it dry.
Yeah.
Soak the cube of bread, crouton.
cube of bread. Cube of toasted
Soak
wheat.
A cube of bread and a half ounce of lemon extract. Place the lime half on top of the volcano, like the bowl.
Yeah.
Insert the cube in a lime half and ignite at the table when the bowl is served. This will method will produce a tall yellow flame.
Huh. Mm.
So the other version is low blue, tall yellow.
I think I told you right that one time I ordered one of these at the Tonga Hut,
mm-hmm.
and they gave it. It kind of like took the guy a long time to get the fire lit, and then when he handed it to me, I blew it out right away because I was going to walk with it, and then I could see it like hurt his feelings. I think you're supposed to keep it burning, but it was actually the upside down lime, floaty lime kind. I just
yeah. Oh, you blew it out like a birthday candle. Like, great, take care of that.
And then it was like my wish was I wish this bartender drops dead.
Now, shall we, let me tell you what's in this thing.
Yes.
6 ounces light Puerto Rican rum.
Got it.
Great.
1 ounce brandy.
Mm-hmm.
6 ounce orange juice.
Oh.
4 ounce lemon juice. 1.5 ounce orgeat. Combined with 2 scoops of shaved ice in a blender. Pour and add additional ice cubes. Wait a minute, what is it? This is like, what's all this pouring talk? Oh, pour it into the bowl.
But it's not blended like a blended margarita, but they build it in a blender and just blast it for like 5 seconds. Just to mix it all up. Chop it up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Notes, this is for 4 or 3 people. Garnishes, standard garnish, multiple fruits, gardenia flower.
I love it.
Served with straws.
They don't even specify, just multiple fruits. What do you got?
Yeah.
Got fruits? Lemon peels, maybe.
I'm looking at a picture of this. Yeah, this has some orange peels in it. Yeah, this looks good.
I got some Luxardos.
That'll work.
It's a fruit.
I have a scorpion bowl with the little volcano in the
middle.
That's
good.
Great.
I'm going to light this fucker up.
Yep.
You have overproof rum?
Yeah, the what is it? Not Lincoln Rays, but something like that.
Great. I brought some sugar cubes.
Yeah, great.
Now, Tim, you're a tiki fanatic. You sure.
Tiki freaky. Yeah.
Now, do you have any inside info on this? I just looked at the cursory history online.
All's I know is
you
when
got
you
a book. This guy reads from a book about this.
I have this guy. Trader Vic has a book called "Frankly Speaking." You would think it would be a play on Vic.
But yeah.
Frankly speaking.
Victory speech.
Right. Maybe I read a book about Trader Frank.
Speaking victorily.
Is it called Frankly Speaking? What the fuck? Anyway, I think the only thing to know is when you're a tiki freak is you're like, okay, who was this one? Is it Don the Beachcomber or is it Trader Vic? And we know the rivals. We know it's Oakland versus LA. And this one is a Trader Vic, but Trader Vic is more of like a interesting guy. Guy lost his leg very early. But then is a very inspirational story of like, I didn't let get me down, but he's a restaurateur. And he opened like a whole chain. You guys have been to different. There used to be two in LA. Now
I haven't been.
There was a really fun one downtown at LA Live that's gone. Mm. And then the pool bar at the Beverly Hilton, where they have the Golden Globes.
Oh yeah,
is it Trader Vic's? But like they got rid of all the kitsch shit, and now it's like very slick and cool because they're afraid of being uncool.
Mm.
But so Trader Vic is really more of like a restaurateur type of guy than as much of a scoundrel like. Don the Beachcomber is a little more fun, but that's interesting that he had it at the Hut in Honolulu and was like, "Oh, I'll make it at my place." I don't think he invented very many drinks. Don is more of an inventor.
Huh. This guy's an appropriator.
But I think of this drink much like a lot of tea. If you're in LA, you go or a big city, you go to the tiki bars. But a lot of the country, or like say you're in Boston, it's like the Chinese restaurants is where you get a tiki drink.
Yeah.
You know, there's same thing in New York. A lot of Chinese restaurants have a full tiki menu, and this is one that you would see on there.
Well, you're reading the lyrics here, Werewolves of London.
Mm.
I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Very cool. Now, Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
Is that in London? There's a Trader Vic's in London?
I'm guessing the werewolf is in London.
And I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. Hmm. Streets of Soho in the rain, looking for a place called Lee Ho Fook's big plate of beef chow mein.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a song I really came around on. I used to hate that song. Then I got into
Warren Zevon. He's great. Those first two Zevon albums are
amazing.
Prime.
And then it's like, you're like, oh, once you just need to be told, like, it's a smart guy that wrote this.
Yeah,
you
listen
to it, and you're like, oh, this is great.
I went to a wedding once, and they allowed you to, with your, like, RSVP, you put in a song, like, a song that you wanted to play on the dance floor. And I did that song, and it was great. Everyone got into the woo part.
Fun.
Fantastic. And this was for the, you know, bride and groom's first dance. They picked I got to pick it.
I was at a party at the Solar Apartments in Ithaca.
Ah.
It was like a bunch of maybe this was at that ultimate frisbee house that I went to. But when, yeah, for the ah-woo, the guy was turning down the boombox and everyone in the party was going ah-woo. Nice. And I was like, that's fun.
That's ridiculous.
But then right after that, he puts on a song that at the time I had never heard. Now I love is, I got friends in low places.
Oh, yeah,
and he
Garth turned, Brooks, right?
Same thing. He turned the dip the volume, and everyone went, Oasis. And I was like, whoa, my God, what is going on here, man?
I love the Frisbee House.
Give me a disc. though the last thing
not I want to say. Not a CD, you fool. Fucking get the fuck Frisbee out of here. Brew.
Here's the Garth Brooks CD you wanted. Shit, the thing about this drink, what it's most famous for is being the communal tiki cocktail. And that's why we chose it. Hanford's in LA. It's a communal podcast. We're having a communal drink.
But good point when you guys brought it up. If you're not with a people right now and you're just listening to this, don't make a whole one and drink it yourself. Mm-mm. You're going to be sick. You're going to be sick.
Hey, food all the time, you have leftovers. Maybe you make this drink. You have one or two servings. You put it in the fridge for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to not drink all of a drink.
I've got a really cool story about a leftover drink situation in my fridge currently. I'm going to save it for segment two.
Oh, ooh, nice. That's nice. Folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
With a beautiful scorpion bowl.
Oh my God, slopheads! This is a new thing for the arsenal. Is the flame that was so, we put a sugar cube, and then we dumped some overproof rum on it, and I thought it would just be like a meager little flame, but we had a big fat. It was blue, but then it was also
we also got a nice little peak on that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Tall.
I'm gonna put that in every drink. I'm gonna if I have a Bud Light, I'm gonna put a little blue flame on top of it.
And we got some lemons in there, some tiki umbrellas, and some Luxardo cherries.
Ooh. Now, I'm curious for the first sips because it looked extremely orange juice heavy, didn't it? When we mixed it up.
And
that orange
juice
was very orange juice, though. It's like a deep orange.
Oh. Like Sunny D.
Yeah.
Like fake, like.
No, it was good stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
No, it's good stuff. It's orange juice. OJ. Home style, Saint Paul.
Well.
Yeah.
Let's not keep talking about it.
Triple sip.
Triple sip.
Woo!
Rummy, you know what's funny is that I was thinking this only has one type of rum in it, so it's not going to have that tiki flair. But then I remembered that I overfilled the volcano and some of the overproof rum dripped down in the drink and gave it that extra twang.
I just I took a little sip of the melted sugar cube and the
overproof rum.
It tastes very plasticky. doesn't taste right. You don't want to drink that.
That was just pure sugar cube and overproof rum.
Maybe it melted to the inside of your straw and you just drank straw.
That was melting my brain.
It weirdly does taste tiki-ish, though. What is that? Is it just like having so much citrus?
It's the orange juice.
Yeah, but...
I mean, a tiki is usually lime and rum. This is lemon and rum.
But like...
But you know what's good? It's got the second spirit. The 1 ounce of brandy is adding that
warmth. Ah, that's what it is.
Hennessy.
Was there gin in this too? I forget.
Oh, the old early recipes had gin, but this one does not. But this one added cognac.
It seemed like what I read was like...
Brandy.
As long as you got some rum and some fruit and some orgeat and whatever else, whatever. If it's in a bowl, you're all doing all right. And if it's way too much, you're also doing all right.
But this is the classic Trader Vic's real one.
Yes.
Yes, and he put it in his books and he tweaked it a couple times. But we're doing the Trader Vic's 1972 official recipe.
Status. Wow, I think it is that. What is it, Hennessy?
Yeah,
that just gives it a little bit of warm spice, because otherwise, you know, rum and citrus doesn't taste this tiki-ish to me.
Right. I mean, rum. If it's just like Bacardi and citrus. It's a nice beach drink. It's a nice summery drink, but it doesn't have that stanky tiki on it. But when you start getting into the adding brandy, complex.
I meant to take a little sip of the orgeat. Is that like the nutty taste?
It's almond syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
I wish we had a longer straw so I can lean back. I got to lean in.
I got a couple longies there, but not that. We should have like 10-foot straws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the other thing that reminds me of orgeat? Falernum.
Falernum.
They're similar but different, right?
I think Falernum's a little clovey, but yes, similar deal.
Is one a liqueur and one is a syrup or something?
Right. Orgeat doesn't have any alcohol in it on its own. But however, slopheads, if you don't have orgeat, you know what you can use is amaretto. Take out the Di Sorrono.
Now you know I got to go in for another sip.
Yeah. It's a tough one not to sip. It's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
You get a good chug on those slurps.
This is a good Hanford drink because, folks, Mike loves OJ, but he doesn't like champagne. So don't tell him to drink a mimosa.
Nope.
Bad when it's a scorpion bowl.
I like that.
Oh, he lines right up.
I'm getting a sip.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We need the long straws. We need like hookah long straws. Yeah. So you can sit back.
We all have to leave the mic to take a sip.
Oh, I do love it. Also, a thing we forgot to mention is like, this recipe was a little weird, but it told us to build it in a blender, and then it didn't really say much else. But I saw from multiple YouTube bartenders that you just give it a pulse in the blender.
Yeah.
You're kind of just smashing up that ice, but you don't want to get a Slurpee on your hands.
No, I think we did perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing during the day? I've been making smoothies for breakfast.
What are you putting in there?
I was like, because I've tried to make these things before. I was like, what the hell do you do? Why do these all suck? You got to get like the frozen strawberries, the frozen blueberries.
Yeah.
Pulse those up in there.
I think also to make a smoothie seem fancy, you just need one weird thing. You're like a little wheat germ.
Yep. Avocado. Yeah. I've done avocado.
Oh, yeah. One weirdo.
Yeah.
Put a nana in there.
Hmm?
Put a banana in
there. Nana, peanut butter. In there. And also what makes it more smooth, milk or like, what's the soy milk or almond milk or something? Mm. But something actually liquidy to get going.
Some soy sauce.
Hey.
And kick them in.
Hey, maybe put some yogurt in there too.
Now, you guys are fans of segment one, right?
Love it.
You love it. Remember, it's where all the shit chat happens, the booze news, the, we learn about the drink.
What is up? You probably remember that I teased that I have an anecdote about a leftover drink that's in my fridge.
Yes, right. Yes.
Okay, so everyone knows that I love going to Starbucks and getting the sous vide egg bites, and everybody knows that I like to get a venti iced coffee with oat milk and Splenda.
Folks, I met him there the other day. He did it. He loved it.
Now, here's what's sad, folks. I ordered before Mike. I had the last couple of bacon Gruyere egg bites, and they didn't have any portobello kale, so Hanford was eating
egg whites and roasted
red pepper. And but you know what? Bad though.
I can't be magic because that was a good one too. They're all good. They're all
and you're a vegetarian this month, so it helped you out.
Is it still March?
You were a vegetarian.
Yeah, that's right. When we had that, I was.
Now here's what I was getting. Oftentimes, if I get that, sometimes I have it in the morning, other times again in the afternoon. But then sometimes I don't finish my afternoon coffee, and then I put my afternoon coffee in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
Folks, what happens? For a couple hours, it's good in there, but then after a while, it melts.
Yes.
Next day, you've got watered down coffee.
That's so fucking shit.
That sucks, man.
It fucking sucks. I have had that happen maybe 400 times.
Yeah, well, that's even
a lot of watery
more.
Coffee in there.
You know, the definition of insanity. You do something and you expect a different result every time.
It's the definition of Linsanity. Nice. Here's what happens. I get hit with an idea the other day.
Bing!
I reach into my underpants. Coffee. Ah. I reach into my underpants with my hand. I pretend my hand's a vagina. No. Folks, get your minds out of the gutter here. I reach into my drink with a slotted spatula and I pull the cubes out. And I put the cubes in a little bowl and I put the cubes in the freezer.
Wait.
And then
you kept the cubes.
I kept the very cubes.
You kept the cubes.
And then I took my Starbucks, half of my Starbucks coffee that I couldn't finish.
Yeah. Perfectly preserved.
Perfect. And I put it in the fridge till the next day. So the next day, I take out my half of a Starbucks venti. I go get my cubes out of the freezer, put them back together. A nice, strong coffee drink. It never got melty. Folks, that's the kind of thinking that puts you ahead in life.
Tim, I also like, it's very sustainable saving the cubes.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of people would go fresh cubes, but you said no.
I would have saved the cat, but I love the saving the cubes thing. It's so nice. Well, I'm not much of a screenwriter. I've never finished one.
I'm a screenwriter, but I'm not much of a screenwriter.
Hey, what is this? What is this? Truth serum in this man alive. I took two sips. I'm telling you my secrets about screenwriting.
I remember in college, Mike, you had to write a feature for your screenwriting class and that you kind of like pulled an all-nighter and wrote like 50 pages in one
night. I wrote a lot of it. It was like the senior year. It was like the end of the year project. And it was like a whole, I had some ideas kind of floating around.
For real? You had to write a feature in college?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, you don't really learn much when it's like 2 days left to do it and you're writing the bulk of it.
You're just filling pages. Yeah, like just when I hit 90 pages, that's
no like going back to proofread any spelling or grammar mistakes. And I am now a Hollywood guy.
He's in Hollywood. Technically, in Hollywood. Right now we're in Hollywood, so they can't say no.
Yeah, I can go back to any of those professors and say, well, guess what?
We're actually in Los Feliz, but I bet if we walked 5 feet, we'd be in Hollywood.
So I've been messing with the mic stand. If anyone heard any scratching or squeaking, that was me.
I thought it was Mixmaster Flash over there.
Error.
This is great.
Yeah, and then we have still a bunch more to go. Teamwork, guys.
Yeah. I might consider at the break, you got a you got turkey baster?
No.
What?
No.
How do you baste your turkeys?
How the hell are you going to host Thanksgiving here?
I don't host.
All right.
I mooch.
You make poinsettia punches the night before, do you not?
That's true.
For Thanksgiving?
You son of a bitch.
What do I have that could be like a turkey baster?
What do you need that for?
I was going to suck it out of the bowl and put it into the cup.
Oh.
What about a ladle?
But Mike, it's supposed to be communal.
Yeah, but at this point, I'm leaning back. I don't want to keep leaning forward and moving the microphone.
Lean back.
Now, OJ's giving me a little heartburn right now.
Yuck. Oh, that's Jeff. You suggested taking a Tums.
Well, there's Tums right behind you, Mike. Tim.
Dum, da, dum, dum. What if I came out with my own line of Tims?
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, there is something called Tim's, isn't there?
Hims.
Timberland boots.
Hims, yeah.
Hims, yeah. But then, what are the shoes? Toms.
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 Should I have one Tom or two Toms?
I did two.
Two Toms for Tom Tom. Is that what they're called, Toms? Because, like, tummy?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, for crying out loud. That's no good. I don't like...
You don't like that?
No, I don't like the word tummy. I don't like when people say tummy.
What about poopy?
I don't like poopy. Ooh, my tummy hurts. I might poopy. Fuck you.
What about monkey gland?
Yeah, I'm not... Well, it depends. If it's the drink, that's okay. If it's
the...
If it's the gland... If it's the gland used to inject into people to make their... Whatever that deal was. Go back, listen to the monkey gland.
Ooh. That's a nice sweet citrus sting.
Mm-hmm.
These Tums scorpion taste sting. Delicious. Tums are good.
Have you had the chewable Tums or where it's at?
This is chewable.
Shit.
Am I not supposed to be chewing these?
No, you're chewing them. You're doing
No,
great.
I mean like gummy.
Gummy Tums?
Yeah.
No, gummy, these are like
gummy tummies.
This is the Necco wafer stylies.
I like
Necco wafer. Nobody likes that I say this, but I like Necco wafer candy.
Hey, I also like, speaking of like chalky or waxy or weird, the dinner mints. You know, like
Andes? Those little pillows?
Not Andes. The little chalky pillowy ones from Chinese restaurants back east.
Yeah.
The very ones that serve tiki drinks?
The very ones that appear in Jenny's, what is it, butter mint?
I like the bowl of after dinner mints with a spoon, and they're kind of like M&M's.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's what
he's talking about. No, but I like the
M&M's. Oh, you're talking about lentils.
And they kind of taste like, they have like chocolate in them, and they're minty.
Yep.
Exactly.
Those are great.
Smarties.
Those are the best. And they're like white, lavender, and like a greenish.
Yeah. I think Andes are the best. You unwrap them, and they're little chocolates.
Yeah, they're like little bricks.
Yeah.
I try to. If anyone ever stays at my house, in my apartment, I like to put a little candy on the pillow. This is a joke. But it's usually not those Andes, so it's like, you know, a fun size.
Oh, yeah.
Butterfinger or something.
Do you ever do that, the Derek Jeter thing, where you give like kind of a little bag of takeaway party favors?
Well, yeah. I do, but it's a bag of Jeter merchandise.
Here's a Jeter rookie card.
Yeah, it's expensive stuff, you know. He's a Jeter uniform.
Ooh. We're seeing some LA action out there.
Ooh. OJ. On the run. So you're saying that this is a communal drink, and you're not going to get my COVID because it's so alcoholic.
You're what?
I'm just kidding. Oh, who beefed? I'm calling it out.
He's gotten COVID. He's beefing.
That was not me.
This is a new podcast low. Who beefed?
This is why we don't do this in person. I can't. You guys can't be trusted.
I didn't beef.
See. Folks, we're not going to do it this time.
That sounds like a Dutton delight.
No. I was like, we're all in person. One of the blowouts should be cologne, and we'll all smell each
other.
That's
a good idea.
And here you've turned that idea on its head.
No, I didn't fart.
You didn't.
I'm smelling. I said, who did it? Who did it?
I mean, there's a whole theory about he who smelt it.
Yes.
Well, we don't have to. That's childish, of course.
Complete pat.
There's no logic in any of that.
I'll tell you.
I beefed.
No. This,
No.
I have a thing I want to do. We're not going to do it next week.
Oh, you mentioned you had a thing to do.
I was going to mention it the next week's episode, but I'm going to mention it this time.
Okay. But get a few scorpion sips. And they'll mention it.
Now I'm full of ideas now, you know?
Oh,
I edit the pod, and I know how much I say... I say like a lot.
Oh yeah,
I like the drink. And I like the way
I like
you guys
the drink. I like my friends.
Yeah.
But as a stumbling block,
mm-hmm.
sure.
And as a generational thing, a lot of us say like or or you know.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah. And I thought it'd be fun next time we're in person. I'll wear a shock thing on my leg, not my neck. And anytime I say like, you guys can zap me.
Wow.
What about your neck?
My neck remains unzapped.
Final what offer, about, your dick.
What about your back?
What about
your
pussy and my crack?
It's up to you.
No, the leg. I've done it on the leg before as a youth.
What?
As
is
a
it
prank.
Dog collar?
A dog collar.
Wow.
For training, for getting rid of bad behavior like this.
So what would the show be? This would be a blowout?
This would be a normal show.
I see.
Not related to the drink whatsoever. It just so happens that in this one,
gotcha.
I'm trying to weed out some bad verbal habits.
Okay. Wow.
Hmm. I think it would add a fun Jackass quality to our show.
I think it would. It would have to be, yeah. You'd have to be okay with it.
Yeah. Well, I think it, I would probably do it. I would say it purposely once for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would really hurt more than
I would
I
put
expected.
It on too, just to see what it feels like.
Yeah. All right. It could be fun.
But then take it right on.
Well, that's for another day. But we'll do it.
You ever? That sounds, that's an interesting idea, Jeff. Mm. Very interesting. Or, and you have the Zap.
I would get one on Amazon.
Ah. You seen those things that, like, to help you with your posture, you put something on your back and it, like, buzzes you a little bit?
Ferguson had one, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but it was a gentle zap. They should do one where it, like, shocks the shit out of you.
Is it zap? Is it just vibrate or zaps you?
It's a little zap.
Hey, we should all do... I mean, I'm pimping myself out, but we could all do callers.
But I wouldn't say, like, I don't say like...
Ever?
What if you like the drink?
What do I say a lot of?
Like fart stuff.
You ask who beefed?
Who beefed?
Wait, Jeff, do you cut the likes out of the episode?
Sometimes. Wow. If we're really stumbling and mumbling, I'll tighten up our points.
The sloppy voice, Dutton's
Jackie
vanity
Johnson product. Told me about an app that can cut all your ums and likes.
Yeah, but those are weird.
Well, I'm weird. I say like so much that I feel like it's okay. I embrace it.
You feel as if it's okay.
No.
Oh, Mike, look at you.
I like feel like a totally cool with it.
Alicia Silverstone over here.
Yeah, really.
I know.
I probably say like so totally bogus all the time.
You know, yeah, that string of words.
Yeah. So if you can zap me if I say that.
I know my thing. I probably use too much. You must probably cut it out, but I say E equals MC squared.
Yeah. I was throwing around that old chestnut.
To quote Peristophocles. What?
Huh?
Say what?
But if you think of any bad habits, maybe we work them out on the pod.
That could be really good. It's a kind of a scared straight thing.
Yeah.
Here's a bad habit I have is giving money away to the less fortunate.
Yeah, caring too much.
Yeah, I wish I didn't do that as much.
Mm. It's kind of like the Patron subscribing to our Patreon.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the Pay Pig.
Pay Pigs.
Yeah. Ooh, dose. Two?
Dose in the sty.
Ooh, nice little sty coming along.
We love our little piggies. remind me to give them some slop.
Oh.
Or... maybe not.
No slop at all.
Maybe we'll just hold the slop over the sty.
Maybe I'll eat the slop while they watch.
You eat it?
I told you this before.
Pigs eat slop, right?
What? Pigs they eat slop. It, and we're the sloppy boys.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my college roommates, who was always like kind of a dieting type of guy, I remember he was like eating. He was the guy who would shop and only buy beige food. He would like watch me eat because I was like a college kid who was eating crap, you know, like a buffalo chicken wing sub or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd like watch me eat.
Oh, I bet.
He'd watch me eat my dinner and I'd be like, what are you doing? And he's like, is that good? And he'd be like, perving out on me.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
No, like not actually sexual, but like he couldn't eat unhealthy food.
You got to remember this is like 2005. This is pre Blue Chew.
Blue Chew, the right. Service, not...
Right. Not the product.
The product.
Are they even a sponsor for us anymore?
They must have pulled by now, come on.
But you won't pull if you're on Blue Chew.
Like, these three guys can't get it up to save their lives. What are we doing over here?
Was this roommate the guy I know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he just kind of watched me. I'm like, how is that? Is that good? Yeah. Yeah.
I think there are people who do the thing where if they're like... trying to lose weight, they eat food, they chew it, and then spit it out. Is that something?
That was famously an Elton John thing. I had another roommate who was kind of a kooky dude who he called it the Tabasco diet, where he would just get a plate of food from the dining hall at Ithaca, cover it in too much hot sauce for him because he didn't like hot stuff. Oh. And then he just couldn't eat his own plate of food, but he would like try until it was too hot, and then he'd be like,
get the plate of food?
That's
all.
So weird.
Yes, exactly.
I thought you were going to say like as a diuretic or something. Like that he did like Tabasco, but that it would just, you know.
That's especially funny at a dining hall where you can just keep going up and getting whatever.
I know.
Because then you just get another plate of food and not put the sauce on it.
It's also just, it's a funny thing of like, you're using the hot pepper sauce from its original evolutionary, you know, it's like plants grow hot peppers to keep like animals like from eating them. And then it's like, well, it was keeping my roommate from eating the food.
You know, the thing is with hot stuff is you eat it and it hurts your mouth, but it releases like an endorphin.
Mm.
That makes you feel good to cool down your mouth or something. And you like that release.
I know that moment when I'm eating like a pho and I've loaded it up with way too much hot stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be fucking like, and then the moment that like breaks, it's like ecstasy and I'm sweaty and I'm red faced, but then I'm like, and I like appreciate that it's no longer burning me. I'm like, yes, nay.
That's wasabi. I like.
Yeah. Cause it goes away so fast.
Yeah.
Also, I had so much wasabi one time that it felt like it was creeping up, like under my eyelids,
it gets into the face.
It was beyond like a taste. Like it felt like ice water was like sloshing around the inside of my skull. It was nuts.
And then it just stopped when it.
Yeah, because it's like it's just like a wave that comes over you. But it was I ate so much of it that it was like, it became more than a taste.
Chrissy.
People say that the wasabi that we have in America a lot of times is just horseradish. But I'm wondering, have I ever had real wasabi?
Oh, wasabi must be a plant. Comes from a plant.
Same, it's a root. It's derived from the same root as horseradish, or maybe the same family of root.
The Groot root. I was out the other day with Tim. He's eating pizza. We got pizzas. Pizza restaurant. I haven't been to a pizza restaurant in a long time. That's so fun. They bring them out and they stack them up.
The trays on the table, so the pizza's up high and down low.
We got way too many. But Tim, this guy, the pizza comes out. It's too hot for everyone. He bites right into it and he tells the table, proudly for some reason, he likes to eat the hot and burn his mouth.
Hey, pain for pleasure.
You
sadistic little fucker.
But it hurts.
I was getting off.
Yeah.
Here's what was funny. I got too bold that day because I eat a lot of, I guess what you would call Neapolitan style pizza, the little wood fired pizzas you get from a truck like Bella Luna or Elio's.
Yeah.
And they are not like swimming in cheese. So when they come hot out of an 800 degree oven, I bite in right away. I burn my mouth. I'm happy. I love it. But at this place, we were at Casa Bianca, which is a little bit more of a family restaurant, you know, almost has like a Midwestern vibe. And I was bragging to the table, I'll burn my mouth, and I ate it. And then the whole next day, my tongue had that like dead gravelly feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was like, oh, I'm maybe not used to eating such a cheesy, because it's the cheese that's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like napalm. It sticks and burns.
Cheese is greasy, and grease is like the oil in like a deep fryer. It gets hotter than the dough. So
yeah.
I think I like hot dough, but I think that was such a cheesy pie that I did do some damage and like killed my taste buds. But
like, don't you also like get blisters on like the softer parts of your mouth too? Like, yeah. I feel like I get like, sometimes you'll feel like, oh, there's like a ribbon of skin on the roof of my mouth like not fully detached and just flopping around.
Ugh.
That was when we used to get those Sepresetta subs from Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I would carve up my mouth so bad.
It was a hard bread, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are good.
Just score the top of your mouth.
Legendarily, those are the sandwich. Allegedly, the Steve Brule character just came from John C. Reilly hanging out with Tim and Eric, and he'd be going by the studio and be like, hey, do you have those Sepresetta subs? And they're like, yeah, we got them. Want to shoot a bit? And you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, we got the Sepresetta subs.
We were at Mitch's house for the for the Oscars, you know, Oscar party. He made bar pizzas.
Cape Cod stylies.
Oh, my God, they were so good.
He got really good at it.
Yeah, I guess the bar pizza is because the tin is specific,
mm-hmm.
and you put mozzarella and white cheddar cheese. So I'm going to get some of those tins and try it myself.
Really good. Mitch is more hosty in his home than you would expect. He's got the dips laid out. He's got the chips laid out.
He made some good stuff.
Yep.
The bar pizza. Do you think did he make the dough?
He did. He did make that dough. Yeah.
Can you get away from that step? Can you buy dough?
Yeah,
when you say made the dough, you say he put like a pile of flour on his counter and cracked eggs into it? Or like, is that how you
when
make
people
dough?
Are doing that's that pasta that's like is make, always like
that's
that.
That's like making pasta, right?
I've done that before. That's fun. Making pasta is fun.
That's intense. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Pizza dough doesn't have eggs in it, but it does have yeast in it.
Yeah, he did do some. I came over there and it was like still in the bowls like overnight or something.
Right.
But I don't want to do that. Like I don't want to just
get yourself a Boboli.
Or Trader Joe's has like pizza dough. You can also, most pizzerias, you can just ask for a dough. Like at my dad's pizzeria, people will be like, can we get a dough? And we'll be like, it's a dollar, fine.
Why not? Really?
Yeah, because it's just flour. You know, it's like nothing.
Huh.
Fucking hey, I'm gonna do that.
And that, but the Cape Cod, I think, has a certain thing to it. That's because Mitch, I've never had. I went to Cape Cod last summer and I didn't actually get any of the pizza. But it's like Southern Massachusetts. It's a thing of like you're not at a restaurant, you're at a bar. And you get this personal sized pizza. Mitch, I think they did like a Doughboys about it, and so he got all into it. But it's a delicious little pie. I'm big into the new. I love learning about a new, like, hey, Detroit, it's square, it's burnt. I love it.
Yeah.
Cape Cod, it's small, it's round, it's a little burnt. I love it. You know.
Burn your pizza, burn your mouth.
I spent a lot of time saying, oh, New York is the only way to go.
Yeah. Then I went to Chicago. There's more than that, too. Man. Chicago pizza's pretty good.
You ever had St. Louis style pizza?
No. What's that now?
It's not very good. It's thin like a cracker. And it's a circular pie, but it's chopped up into little squares, kind of party style.
Weird.
But oftentimes, what you get along with it is deep fried ravioli.
Huh.
Oh, well.
So there you have it. So
it's like, you remember we used to get lunch at Sharky's at work?
Yep.
Like they would have like a super thin, it was almost like a...
yeah.
Almost like a tortilla pizza.
Yeah, I think they were going more for like a Mexican tortilla thing.
But like you could get a whole pizza and it was very, very thin crust.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they might have even cut it that way too, with like the stripe down the middle and then the
They make good yeah. What is that a national chain?
Sharky's?
Yeah.
Gotta be. Is there something else called Sharky's, like sunglasses or something?
I mean, I know. What was Kumbaya Sharky? It was like a Nickelodeon. Kumbaya Sharky.
I don't know that.
Don't know. What
the fuck was that?
Do you remember a Nickelodeon show called Cat Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one time my sister, when she was like five, she was sitting on the rug on the carpet in the living room watching TV, and she'd been sitting there all day. And my mom walked by and she's like, Lee, what's going on? You're catatonic. And my sister looks over and she goes, Cat Dog-atonic.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Because he was watching Cat Dog.
Yeah. Cat Dog was a little after my time. That was for my little cousins.
Yeah, you were more of a Doug boy.
Yeah.
You were still watching Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, still watching Ninja Turtles.
Tim, I was almost going to go up to Lily and Sean's place and go skiing.
Oh, I heard about this. But didn't come together?
It didn't come together. She had got her snowboard stolen.
That's true.
Someone stole her snowboard the weekend before. And then the week I was going to go up there, I ended up having things come into my schedule that didn't allow it. And then it kind of just got too warm.
That's sad. You don't steal someone's board, okay?
Yeah.
That's a rule.
I missed the slopes this whole year.
Yeah.
You didn't get up there once?
Not nope. Very gnarly.
There was powder, man. Packed powder.
Packed powder?
I know. It kills me.
Now, I know you didn't go skiing, but did you go a little...
Yeah. Hey, let's hit the slopes. I would be down with some of my Wall Street friends. We go... Well, yeah, we'd spend a few nights skiing. Yeah.
I would love it if you had a whole group of Wall Street friends.
Wall Street guys who dress like 80s Wall Street. Yeah, like,
where'd you find these Wall Street guys?
I don't think they actually work at Wall Street, to be honest with you.
I want to get a job on Wall Street. Not in finance, but just whatever. Selling hot dogs and then start acting like one of those Wall Street guys.
I work on Wall Street.
Wears like those two-tone shirts and the suspenders.
One of those Wall Street guys.
Greed is good, bitch.
Well, should we make a second round?
Yep.
Yeah, let's make a whole nother bowl of this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
And we're back talking about that Scorpion Bowl once again.
It's a good bowl.
Yeah, I defy you to find a better bowl than the Scorpion Bowl.
Yeah, I can't even think of any other types of drinks like this.
Yeah, why don't they just put other drinks in the bowl? I mean, I feel like there's two different bowls at the Tonga Hut. What's the other one? It's not a zombie. Hey, maybe it's Tonga Punch, but Scorpion really cornered the market on bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like the bowl thing I recognize more as like a vacation town spring break type thing where you just got a bunch of crazy crap in there and it's...
Right, and a lot of places, if you order a Scorpion bowl, you'll hear, yeah, 1 second, we're just waiting for it to come back.
Like they only have one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like sometimes they only have like one crazy ornamental bowl.
I don't like thinking about other people drinking out of the bowl that I'm going to then drink.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nobody likes that. And, you know, we said second round. We're still working on that first Scorpion Bowl.
And I opened a Bud Light.
And those of you at home, if you made a second Scorpion Bowl, you're an honorary pay pig.
Yeah. Like, but so you're honorary, but you still have to pay the fee.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have to pay
the entrance and,
But we hold you in high regard.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm taking that out. We don't hold the pay pigs in high regard.
Right, right.
They don't
right.
want to be held in any regard. Right. Want to be disregarded because they're stinky little piggies.
This is a good drink for getting off topic. We really got off in tangents in segment two.
Good tangents.
Really great, the great tagment.
We're
tagments.
Shooting into different directions, not unlike the very straws in our bowl.
Yeah. We're going every which way.
Yeah.
Do you think that's probably it, that the straws kind of scrambled us and we talked in different directions?
Probably.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this straw's going that way. Maybe I should follow that tangent off that way.
Now, Mike, when we were scrapping for fruits to put in there, I don't have much fruit here.
Sure.
I got some vegetables.
You got a nanner.
I'm not gonna put in a baby carrot. No. But I did have some Luxardos. And Mike, you said, don't put those in there. Then I saw you eat one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, huh?
But they're very good. I just think for a jar of $22 cherry, you're adding, you know, sand to the beach.
You should eat
adding
one.
Adding sand to the beach. I'm adding gold to the beach.
All right.
Treasure.
Hey, I found this out. The human body has like 0.2 milligrams of gold in the body.
How?
It's like just the fucking the element. It's used for like for your joints. Gold.
Gold. The body manufactures gold.
That doesn't manufacture. It has AU.
AU. How about this, guys?
Arizona
Sloppy,
U.
Sloppy Boys movie. It's like a heist movie. We're heisting all the bits of gold out of everyone's body, and then we're fucking starting our own Fort Knox.
Yeah. Because we're in debt to... we're in debt.
We got
to,
BBL butt lifts.
Yeah, we got BBL butt lifts, and we owe a lot of money to who's the guy that we love so much? I always forget his name, and he's the Miller Lite spokesman, who's a rapper.
Oh, Post Malone.
Post Malone.
It's Bud Light, but yes.
What did I say?
Miller. That's fine.
We owe Post Malone a lot of money.
Yeah, and we owe him, so we make a chain for him, a gold chain.
I like that, but then also. We had an idea for a movie called Trouble with the Cheese, where we all work at a cheese factory, but then we get in trouble with the boss.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So we take the gold out
of it. We just don't have funding is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, we're not getting the funding because it's ideas like this.
Well, I think that we want to make a mid-budget movie, and that's the problem. These days, you get the little micro-budget movies, and then you have the big $200 million. We don't want to make a big... Oh, with the special effects and everything.
Right, right, right.
We don't want to make that.
No. We want to tell a story with heart and characters and a lesson learned. And we want to win an Oscar. I was watching the Oscars. That would be fun.
Yeah, I would love to.
To get up there.
Did anything weird happen this year?
This year? Oh, somebody had somebody else's wife's name in their fucking mouth.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
that
one
part.
Person didn't want that.
Yeah, okay.
So they had to be, sort of be... forcefully told not to do that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because it happens at the Oscars once every year. It sort of happens.
Well, I usually tune into the show just to see if anyone has anyone else's wife's name in their mouth, and they usually don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have the nominees' names in their mouth. If they're a presenter, they have a lot of thank yous in their mouth.
A lot of names in mouths, but not the wife.
Right.
Not the wife.
Well, but some people do if they're thanking their wife after they won.
Hmm.
Yeah, not that my supportive wife.
That's their wife. Their own wife.
Right.
That'd be a funny move, though. You win an Oscar and you thank your enemy's wife. I was like, the fuck?
Ha ha.
I don't know if I really have an enemy. Do you guys have a nice carved out one-to-one?
No.
Enemy?
And it's weird when people do, I think. Unless you're like a superhero or something.
I got a handful of guys I hate, but they don't know I exist. You know.
John Cena?
Oh, fuck him.
Hey. Like,
that fake-haired freak.
Whoa!
Hey, the Peacemaker himself?
Is that what he goes by, the Peacemaker?
No, that's his DC character. That's his fucking streaming show.
Oh. Well, I've said this 100 times on Twitter. I'm going to make it official on the pod. John Cena, if I ever see ya, I'm going to perform a fucking pile driver on your fucking neck. How about this? People's elbow to the groin.
Oh,
then
okay.
Suplex you nuts.
Okay.
And then pile drive you to kingdom come.
John, he's had a few too many scorpion sips. He doesn't
stone
mean
cold
it.
Stunner to knock him out.
Whoa.
And then I get down on my knees. I'm down. I'm uh-oh. Level with your groin. Uh-huh. I start punching. Punching bag, speed bag on your balls.
That's
bud.
Not gonna. This is it's gonna end badly for you.
I don't see how so.
Stone Cold would be a good guy to have on this podcast because he used to drink beers in the ring.
Really?
Yeah, he would like...
that was his thing. He would like crack two beers and just like dump them down his throat.
Or he'd like just smash them into his head and drink them.
Cans?
Cans, yeah.
Cans.
Bud.
I wish... he's passed away now, but I wish we could get that guy from the Man Show that used to... His name was like Red or Fox or Red
Fox.
Oh,
Ziggy Zoggy?
Ziggy Zoggy. Oi, oi, oi.
Oh, the Man Show. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't much like that John Cena, Tim. I think you picked a good enemy there.
If you're listening, I don't like you, okay?
It's funny that like the biggest comedy movie stars are wrestlers.
Yeah.
Don't much like it.
Oh, interesting.
What was he in recently? Was it like another one of these movies where it's like...
Suicide Squad and...
I'm fine with you pair up a... You take a hunky guy and pair him up with a comedian, that's fine. It means one comedian's working. But when you make these movies where it's like The Rock and Zac Efron and you forgot to put the comedian in there, you know, it pisses me off. And Cena was in one of those recently where I'm like, who's the funny guy? Where's the funny guy?
Mm-hmm.
I was in this. Yeah, it was so backwards about this. I was in at a producer's meeting, general. And they're like, hey, we're putting together this movie. We think you'd be great for it. So we need... a hunky guy, and we'd like you to be the hunk, and we need pairing it up with a comedian, so they paired me up with Cena, and I was like, whoa, you got this backwards, and they were like, no,
You're the hunk. To us, you're the hunk.
Me, the hunk. This guy.
Well, they're like, because you make him look so bad.
Right.
He becomes a comedy dork.
Yeah. And they said, you know, we're sort of rewriting the rules of what a hunk is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, all right. Huh. I passed on because the idea was trash.
Was the rate any good?
Yeah, it was good, but the idea was trash. And I only do projects that really my heart is in.
The rate was pretty good, though.
The rate?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How much longer are you planning on staying on this couch?
Oh, Josh. And just until I get that good project.
Okay, yeah.
Until it gets you in the heart.
Okay.
I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get a job that pays for a bigger couch.
You got a jig-off job just good enough for a really nice couch.
You're going to invest in a couch.
A nice pullout.
In my apartment?
Yep.
All right.
But when I'm not here, you can sit on it.
Oh, really? Hmm. I think we could broker a deal here, Mike. That's interesting to me.
Yeah. That would be my first order of business. Get a nice couch in this.
Hey, let me take it back to Tiki for a second. Hawaiian pizza. You into it?
No, I don't like it. I don't like the sweet pineapple taste.
I'm not saying pineapple does not belong.
People who get extreme about that get a life.
I'm just saying, as a chilled out dude, yay or nay, Hawaiian pizza.
As a chilled out dude, I'd say not on my fucking pizza.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I've had it before, and I've let you know if I'm like super hungry. It's like, well, there's pizza here, but I just don't like the sweet taste.
You don't like the sweet taste. No. And it's red onion, Canadian bacon, and pineapple traditionally, right? Or am I getting that wrong?
I don't know that I've had it with red onion, but that helps a little bit. I feel like I can't really like muster up a strong opinion on it. I've heard people lose their shit in both directions on it. And I don't think it's good enough to get all amped up on, but I'll tell you, I'll only have it if it's like bad pizza place. Domino's, then get a Hawaiian. That's fun. You know, kind of the crappy place in town. But if it's a good pizza, you need not have.
Sure. I guess I don't object to like any topping on a pizza. Have you ever had a topping?
The fishies? No, I like them all. I love all God's foods. What do I probably, if you were to hand me a pizza and I'm like, oh my God, a hot fresh pizza, I'm going to open this box and see what's inside. Mm-hmm. The most disappointed I would probably be is if it was black olive and nothing else. And I like black olive. I like it when it's on a supreme.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been with people that have ordered just black olive and I'm like,
that's fucking weird.
Yeah. That's a strange, yeah.
Because it's the smallest of all the toppings.
And it's like,
what are you going to have 100 olives on a pizza, you fucking weirdo?
And it's meant to be a little accent. You should have two per slice. Yeah.
That's like having capers on a pizza or something.
But I like anchovies even.
Dude, when I was a kid, my neighbor had a party, and it was like, she was a girl, Kendra, and it was sort of like a crazy Ninja Turtles party, and it was like, put whatever you want on your pizza.
You were 16 and you showed up.
Yeah, 16. I was like, seems like you guys are the only people who even care about turtles anymore. But I remember putting M&Ms on a pizza.
Whoa!
And
That is strange.
I did remember thinking, this is a little too weird.
Yeah,
I don't know if I need to
put it on them though, or they came like that.
No, because you can't order it with.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if the household put it on.
The household was just like, we're getting some pizzas, and then like, here's some crazy crap if you want to put it on the pizza, and I did. But having some candy covered chocolate on a pizza, that was the one thing that was even over the line for
that's
me.
That's too much.
Was everyone like, Kendra? Who is this? He's like, that's my neighbor.
That's my neighbor.
What did the Ninja Turtles get on their pizza? The kooky stuff.
I mean, anchovies in the movie was just like, oh, that's gross.
I thought it was everything but the fishies. But I can't remember, but I wrote a Birthday Boy sketch that we never did. It was a like a pizza guy is standing at the counter of a pizzeria and people are ordering. Someone comes in and orders a crazy, like, can I have a peanut butter tuna fish pizza? And he's like, what the? And the guy's like, well, my wife's pregnant. And he's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And the other guy comes in and orders something really weird. And he's like, what the? And he's like, I work for the Ninja Turtles. Like, oh, okay. And then somehow found 10 ways to... those are the only two that come to mind. Justifying weird shit.
Have you ever had Viking pizza?
Mookie has turned me on to it.
You told me about it.
Oh, I'm going to butcher this fucking story. It's like
fuck,
a Middle Eastern dude who grew up in, like, I want to say Norway. Because Norway is where the Vikings came from, right?
Why not?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
And so he came out here to LA and he opened a pizza place called Viking Pizza. And the Viking Pizza at Viking Pizza is basically a deconstructed hero sandwich on top of cheese pizza.
So good. It's like chicken kebab and lettuce and tzatziki type.
Yeah, so it's like cold lettuce and tomato and garlic sauce on a hot cheese.
So he puts that all on
cheese
after?
Pizza. Yeah. And my
God, you
gotta
eat that pizza fast because it's the hot pizza and the cold toppings. You better get to work.
Well, you like it so fast because your mouth wants to
burn. That's true.
Right. And, you know, it's not going to work tomorrow morning when you reheat that thing.
No.
You got to eat it right then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like, you know, I don't see it very often, but I like those meatball slices, like meatballs cut in the slices.
Oh,
and put on
yeah.
There. That's a nice, surprising treat.
I invented a pizza topping.
Like they balled it up and then they unballed it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of, they didn't even need that middle step. You could have just had some meat sheets.
Hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
At my dad's pizza place, I had this joke for years. I never did, because I do a lot of goof stuff. Like, I would take dough and braid it and then say that the lunch special was dough rope and stuff like that. But, just to be funny. But I always wanted to make a pizza where it was like, you chop up, you make a whole pizza and you chop it up real small, and then you sprinkle it onto the next pizza and as the topping. So then you're cooking it, but then the topping pizza is getting darker. It's like little pieces. And then I was in Williamsburg last summer, and a place had that. Little pizza pizza.
Like, but like tiny? Like how big were the pizzas on top of the pizza?
They had like three baby slices of pizza with crusts and everything.
That's so weird. And just the same style pizza?
Yeah, just smaller.
That's weird.
So it's like they did an easy bake oven pizza and they chopped it up and put it on a real size pizza.
The thing about theirs, though, is the pizza on top was similarly cooked to the pizza on the bottom. And mine, it was supposed to be like a dark double cooked.
Yeah. Like a twice baked potato or something.
Yeah, or like even, you know, there's a big difference when you just get a fresh pizza, or if you're like in New York, you go to a slice place and you order a slice and they reheat it for you. It's crispier, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted that crispy effect.
I don't like. And not that I don't like it, I just don't really I'm not appealed to it, attracted to it. The, like, rotinis on a pizza. The pasta on the top of a pizza.
Mm.
Rotinis, is that what I'm trying to say?
Aren't those little, like...
Like penne?
Penne, yeah, that type of thing.
Oh, I was thinking, like, Totinos.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Those are little mini calzones. What am I thinking of?
Pizza pockets? No,
shit, I don't fucking
know. Pizza rolls?
I never did that stuff. Yeah, Tostino's pizza rolls on a pizza. I don't know.
Totino. You ever have this? In Montreal sometimes, you know those little plastic tables they put on a pizza so the box doesn't squeeze down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some places in Montreal they just throw a little piece of dough. Instead of doing that, they put a little raw piece of dough in the center of the pie when they cook the pie. Mm. It bakes up almost into a little dinner roll.
Oh, wow.
And it keeps the box from...
And it's equally good at defending from the noid.
It defends from the noise, keeps the box open, and get also a little snack for Timmy.
Even though he's eating a whole pizza?
He's eating a lot.
You're gonna want that extra.
He's carbo loaded.
Yeah,
okay?
He's got a big race coming.
And his college roommate's watching and getting off on it.
You're like, how is that? Did he ask you how it was, or was he just like...
He asked me how it was.
Was he ever like, how can you eat like that? Like,
it was the opposite. It was very positive, because he had cottage cheese for dinner, and he was watching me. I was like, that's good. You like that? Huh? Weird. But then, like, I was looking at his crotch, and it was like looked like a tent.
Yeah.
Mm. Was he an outdoorsman?
Yeah. He had just gone to mini REI. Yeah.
Well. Here we are at the end of the episode, wrapping it up.
Hey, this is a long one. Whoops.
That's okay. We got into talking about
how long
stolen snowboards and pizza toppings.
Over here.
Hour 40?
Well, we took a break for like 20 minutes to make this fucking
thing. Yeah.
Sheesh.
But
we didn't say anything.
Yeah, did we say anything? Do we remember to say anything?
This drink is great. Oh, let's give our final
thoughts. Holy shit. We were just wrapping up without...
Okay. It's great. I drink again.
I love it. It's great. I was worried it was going to be too orange juicy, but here's the thing, folks. The brandy. Oh, I'm on a cognac kick, and we had Hennessy, and it warmed this thing right up, made it fancy. If you want to go extra fancy, mix a few rums together instead of just one type of rum. Bust out the Demeraras.
We could have thrown in a little Captain. We could have thrown in a little Demerara.
You and the Captain, make it happen.
Maybe you want to get fancy, you put a little suit tie, a little tuxedo.
Oh, one more rum, though. Myers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Jamaican rum.
Original dark. It's great. It's not good for keeping a nice train of thought.
No. Don't drink this before you deliver a keynote.
Don't drink this before you deliver a pizza.
Now, do you like Hawaiian pizza or what?
No! Pizza should not be in Hawaii.
We're drinking a tiki drink that made you think of pineapple. You brought a pizza. We talked for pizza for a fucking half an hour. What the
It's okay. Yeah, Tim, it blew up in my face. What do you want me to say?
It's fun to have sort of a free-flowing
exchange of ideas.
A lot of the people tune in for the shit chat.
Really?
And that's what we did today.
Yeah, yeah. But I think
so. We should be proud of ourselves.
But some people, I think the more casual listener was just like, this wasn't a cocktail podcast.
No, but it's a podcast.
Yeah.
You listen to something for a little bit, and now you distract yourself from all the bullshit.
Hopefully by now they just like us doing our thing.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. They're just like, people are like, I feel like I know Tim. You know, like I feel like Tim is like my boy at this point. And I love Tim, and I love his two co-hosts.
Co-hosts.
Co-hosts. Wow.
I'm saying they love you. That's great.
Yeah, I know.
It's nice to get positive
feedback. I love those two guys, man. Oh, man.
My man.
Oh, man, I love you.
You think anyone ever, if anyone ever has had this experience, give us a voice memo. We'll play it on the air. Of you driving around and you're listening to the podcast and you pull up to somebody and you roll down your window. Hey, you listen to this? You gotta listen to this. This is good for you.
This
man.
Is good for you, dude.
Yeah, that's a good point. Spread the word, and if you could get evidence that you're spreading the word,
yeah,
somehow
we don't have any evidence yet of people ordering the Calbee cordial.
Right,
we need that. And here's another good summer challenge, folks. You go to the beach, right? Let's say you want to do it Radio Raheem styles with a big boombox. Mm. Usually you'd play some music, but how about blasting your favorite episode of the pod?
Why not blast the fucking albums? How about that?
That's even better. Yeah, we're trying to get our music to the top of the charts.
Yeah, music's coming back. We were in podcast mode for a while. We're
all
back.
All the Billboard people hang out at the beach.
We're back in band mode.
We're a band and we're good is the thing. We'll play A minor. We'll play C sharp minor.
Well, it's a 5-star drink, folks. It's a stone cold classic.
This is a stone cold classic.
The Scorpion Bowl. Get some friends together. Make one up. Maybe you're on the Discord. Maybe you're a Patron. You're on the Discord. Get some of them together and make a little Scorpion Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Share it with your friends and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in old Bipper and
Daddy Doe.
Cowlick and
Stinky.
Stinky, share a little Scorpion Bowl. Suck it down.
Suck it down, folks. But don't forget, piss it out.
And if you have a booze news theme, email it in to sloppyboys at boozenewstheme.sloppycuts.com. I do not actually know what you say there.
Sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yep. You say it every week. Ooh, I'm looking at Jeff's screen here. This is what he's got going on.
Porno?
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys where we release these episodes ahead of time.
Can I try this one, Jim?
Yeah, go for it.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at Sloppy Boys where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon where subscribers can unlock the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/sloppyboys. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Now, was that your impression of me?
No, it's I think I've got allergies here. That's why I'm going.
Yeah, I hope so.
And also, I'm reading for the first time. It is very difficult. You got a lot of clunky words.
Well, I'm embarrassed.
Release
people,
these recipes?
People know that I read that almost every other episode because by the end of this,
right.
A little tipsy. I can do the intro, no problem. Hands tied behind my back. Well, goodbye, folks.
Peace and love.
And if you have a blowout theme,
send it to blowout.blowout. You know what to do. And make sure it's actually good.
blowout@blowout.edu.
You know what to do. edu. You know what to do.
You know what to do.